Allison.
Evan.
There are actually four components to emotional intelligence. And I think you're deficient in three of them.
You don't really think that, though. I'm very emotionally intelligent.
No, I think you're deficient in four of them, if I had to be honest.
Well, that's rich coming from you, Evan.
Yes, it is. Very rich coming from me. And welcome, everybody, to Batch Please. I'm Evan Delaney.
And I'm Allison Gunnell.
And we are continuing this journey now with Tayshia. What is this, seventh episode, eighth episode? I've honestly lost count.
No clue.
Numbers don't matter to me anymore.
Time doesn't matter. Numbers don't matter.
Flat circle. None of it makes sense.
What does matter is the chicken wings that we just ordered to eat after we're done with this podcast.
So we're giving ourselves a tight deadline to finish this before the DoorDash gets here. we're not sponsored by DoorDash, but just letting you know, that's how we use it. Anyways, let's go. All right, so.
First one-on-one.
We start off, this is Zach's one-on-one. And we were all like not super in on Zach. Where do you stand now after this?
I feel way more in on Zach. I feel like before, like, she kept being like, yeah, there's a connection with Zach and all this stuff. And we were kind of like, but where? And, like, we weren't actually seeing it. And Zach just seemed kind of eh. But I think after this episode, I'm really liking Zach.
So I'm still asking, but where? Because, yeah, there was a couple times when they were having their earlier conversation. This was immediately after the photo shoot, which I also want to talk about. Mm-hmm. That they're having, like, a conversation at a picnic or whatever. And they don't seem to have good communication chemistry. Like, Zach will say something or Tayshia will say something and there's this awkward pause. And there's just not a vibe there. I don't see it.
I feel like I saw it once he opened up to her later, which I know we'll get to. But I feel like...
A lot of people opened up, by the way.
Yeah, this was the open up episode, clearly. I don't know. I felt after he opened up to her and she was able to kind of relate more with him, Then I saw more. But okay, let's get to that part in a sec.
Yeah, so they did a date, which I thought was a really dumb idea.
I hated every single second of it, and it was so stupid.
This might be the lowest approval rating that you've had for dates this year.
Oh, this is the worst date season I've ever seen. And granted, there is a strong part of it that is because with COVID, there's literally nowhere they can go, so they're really doing the best they can with what they have on this resort. But you can be way more creative than this, and I don't know.
I also think it's very much like a cart before the horse type of thing that we're getting wedding photography done when this is our first real date together as a one-on-one couple.
Yeah, and it also was even more awkward because of the fact that, like, Tayshia's already been married, and so has Zach.
Yeah.
So, like, they're just basically playing dress. I don't know. And also, I will say, having been married...
You say Ben like you are no longer married.
As a
is
person,
news?
No.
Breaking news to us.
As a person who is currently married, I mean, when you put on a wedding dress for the first time, and then when you're like, "This is my dress," it's like a really kind of emotional, magical kind of thing. Like, you don't just happen to try them on other times, unless you're our friend Andrea, who actually modeled wedding dresses as a child. So. She had the experience.
Yeah. And every time she was very emotional.
But it's just kind of weird to me. Like, for the guy, it's not as dramatic because, like, you're putting a suit on. Mm-hmm. But I don't know, especially with Tayshia having had kind of a bad divorce. I don't understand why. And then it became a weird emotional thing for her to, like, be in a wedding dress. But, like, you'd think that she would have felt more strongly about wanting to wait until her actual next wedding to be in a wedding dress.
Yeah, I will say she looked stunning in all of them. Well, because she's
Tayshia. She could wear a potato sack and look stunning. It doesn't matter what she wears.
What we learned about Zach is that off the rack is not his jam. Because none of those fit him at all.
None of them fit him at all. And it was just awkward. Like, I think they should have just done... If they wanted to do a photo shoot, fine. But the fact that it was a wedding photo shoot was just weird. I didn't like that at all.
Yeah. So, and going back to then after they finished up with the you know, dressing up and all that jazz. She even asked him during the conversation, like, what's wrong? Because I think she kind of sensed a little bit of the... awkwardness between those two. Like, there was some kind of chemistry there, but at the same time there was something missing or lacking, and that's when the opening up
happened. But I think in Zach's mind he has kind of a dark past that it without her knowing that, it was like, how could they sit there and even joke about weddings and getting married when she doesn't know this, like, huge part of his life?
She's like, I want to know about Zach, and boy did she find out.
Zach had like 17 stories wrapped in one. So he starts talking about how he was in college when he had a brain tumor.
It was around that time.
And he said he was having all sorts of weird issues, and like he said he was like getting dizzy and like having blackouts or like passing out, whatever happened, and he had a brain tumor that ended up being fine. Like, he doesn't have underlying issues or anything from that. But then he talked about how he also got really into, he got married, and then he got really into drinking and drugs and partying. He got a DUI. He was just kind of like spiraling. And then his wife at the time was like, I can't do this anymore. And he was really, which I liked, really clear to say, I have nothing bad to say against her. Like, that's really important for me to say here. And then he went to rehab for a long time. And then kind of a cool full circle thing is he's now on the board for the rehab center that he was in for several months.
Yeah.
So basically he had a pretty dark past and had a pretty enlightening story for how he came out of all of that. I mean, it was pretty heavy, though. I don't know that Tayshia really saw all that coming.
Yeah. And like, we applaud him for making these changes.
Absolutely.
I think he's a good person. I think he's definitely on the right path. I just don't see it between those two at all.
I see it more than I did, but I don't think they're like the strongest connection by any means.
Yeah, it the needle really hasn't moved at all for me. And it seemed like in the previews, it actually gets worse. I think he reveals more and Tayshia's like, this might be too many red flags.
Yeah, which, I mean, I don't know. Guess we'll see.
Yeah. Okay, so coming out of the group one-on-one, the group one-on-one, that doesn't make any sense.
That's
again, back to quarantine, broken brain. Also, I've had a lot of trouble speaking today in general.
And it's having a really hard time with forming words. So if something doesn't make sense or he just flips some letters around, don't be alarmed. He's fine.
Yeah, it's.
Or maybe he's not. We don't know.
He did get the rose. They also brought a Ferris wheel in, which I thought was
kind of cool.
Interesting.
That was kind of fun. Yeah, they did they went on a Ferris wheel. Again, they're really like scraping the bottom of the barrel for like date ideas here.
Did the Ferris wheel have to quarantine to get in there?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Had to get a COVID test.
Yeah.
How would a COVID test work for a Ferris wheel?
You stick it up its nose. 10 seconds. Each nasal.
So, and then
each nostril. See, I can't speak today.
Each nasal. Oh, and it was kind of funny though, is that like they showed later in like the little after the fact thing that there's actually like problems with them when they were on the thing.
Well, like any like rickety old Ferris wheel from a state fair is going to be slightly a health risk.
Yeah, it was a little scary.
Okay, so we move on to the group date. This one started out as one I thought I would hate because immediately we're getting naked again.
But the people that were naked to like present themselves as naked was also weird.
Have you seen? I'm sure the answer's gonna
unless
be
the black boxes were like faking us out and they really had like undergarments
could
on.
Be. They reminded me of a great SNL sketch that Will Ferrell was in where he played.
You know how I feel about Will Ferrell.
Yeah, you really don't like Will Ferrell.
I do not.
So if you're no longer listening to this podcast because Allison doesn't like Will Ferrell, I apologize. we'll find a new host soon. I'm looking for it. Anyways, so there's an SNL sketch where Will Ferrell is like the nude model and he does all these ridiculous poses and they're very gross and he does the
I would expect
like,
nothing
the thinker
less.
And the stinker and he puts a little butt
oh
out.
God
it's
oh,
great
geez.
It's great comedy. That's what this reminded me of. So
but as soon as they showed up I was like, and even the guys were saying this and I was like, oh my god, they're gonna have to all like be naked and like paint each other.
Yeah, Blake,
this is so stupid.
Blake was like, this is gonna be the third time I have to get naked this season.
Which, again, ridiculous. Shame on you, Bachelor. Shame on you, ABC.
It should be one time only, and it should be in the fantasy suite.
Yes. It's ridiculous. Ridiculous. Or not, if however you prefer. However, I mean, who knows? You don't know.
I don't know. Okay, so they set up their little art stations. Bennett and Noah, this is like where their thing in this episode at least starts to heat up. Yes. Noah's sitting down, and Bennett's like, that's my seat. And Noah's like, no, it's not. I think Bennett's like, I had my name on it. I don't know if that's true or not.
I would
it was hard
say
to tell.
It does not, but that Noah didn't want to fight in front of Tayshia, so he was just like, okay, whatever.
Yeah, which we'll get to this later, but I'm a little upset about my man Bennett here.
As am I.
but we'll get to that. So they do three different little art projects. They first draw the nude couple. No one's good at art.
No, everyone is bad.
Next, they do blindfolded clay sculptures.
And then Bennett goes over and makes out with Tayshia while she's blindfolded.
Do you think that's a good move?
I do not.
Okay.
Because she doesn't know who it is that's doing that. That's so weird.
They do these blindfold kiss things on group dates all the time, though. Like, this is normal.
No, it is not.
Yeah, it is.
Not
Jason
really.
Mesick season, they did it.
I guess.
Look at me. I'm pulling stuff from history.
They did a blindfold thing with Tayshia.
With Claire.
Oh, it was with Claire. You're right.
Yeah. So this is common.
I just think it's weird. I think you should be able to know who it is that's kissing you.
Yeah. Anyways, these people have a hard enough time drawing with eyes. Without, it's just
sheesh,
kind of
so bad.
I couldn't really tell what anything was.
Yeah, I couldn't either. And they kept saying, like, oh, it's this. And it was like, it's not.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
And the last thing was everyone drew a self-portrait. And this is where everybody opened up. I mean, the floodgates opened here.
So they didn't draw the self-portrait.
Right,
It was like you picked an object that represented yourself.
Okay, but Ben drew an actual picture of himself, which was ridiculous. I want to get to Ben in a little bit.
So first I want to talk about Brendan because he held out the picture frame and that was so nice. And he like held it with a little space and he was like,
I think it was a cop out.
No, it was cute. It was kind of
cute. Cop out.
But it was a good cop out. Like if you're going to have a cop out, at least have a well thought out one that can be presented as something else.
True.
So I applaud his efforts.
Okay. Some other ones. So Ivan made a puzzle.
That was cute. I liked the puzzle with the missing piece. That was cute.
You mentioned Brendan. Riley, he had really bad looking art, but he paired it with a stirring speech.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember exactly all of it, but it was like he got a cold call from his mom one time about like what he wants his life to be like. And he's like with a wife and two daughters or something. I don't know, it was very
specific.
I was
a little confused about Riley's because the way he was telling the story was like, yeah, my mom called me up out of the blue after, you know, 10 years or something. And I was like, wait, so like you haven't talked to your mom in 10 years? You haven't seen her. You don't have a relationship with her. She just called you. Like, she has your number.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was confused.
And Noah's was about two sides coming together to, you know, complete something. Ivan's was similar with the puzzle.
Right.
Even Bennett was like, you know, I didn't grow up with a lot of good stuff in life. I don't really know
and
what
I
that
want
meant.
That for my family. Like, he was like, I'm not, I didn't grow up privileged and like I earned everything I got, which was a pretty subtle, not really subtle at all, dig at Noah when he was like, spell privilege, Bennett.
Yeah.
which was a dick thing to
which
say.
Which I almost wonder if he can spell privilege.
He probably can't, but it's still a dick thing to say. Okay. You don't know someone's upbringing. You can't say that.
That's true. And then Ben flips over
his
picture and it looks like a clown. Like, he looked like a clown. And then I think he realized, oh, this isn't going to be good enough because this already looks ridiculous compared to what everyone's doing.
And then he just took all his clothes off.
He took all his clothes off, which at first I was like, oh, my God. Like, he is not reading the room here at all. It made sense later, I think.
I still don't think he should have done that.
Okay. I agree that he probably shouldn't have done it because that's another cop-out. Was like, hey, here's my sexy body.
That was a huge cop-out. B, because if you're, which granted, it's his story to tell, but if you're not going to tell the story, which is fine and your choice,
yeah,
then it just looks like you're an idiot who didn't read the room.
He wanted to save the story for alone time with Tayshia and
I feel like there's other ways to show things, and it was really weird, and everyone was like, what the hell are you doing?
But he,
and then Tayshia like ran away crying.
Yeah. So that was when... You're saying like at the art thing?
Yeah, at the end of the art thing.
She was kind of drunk though.
What do you think she was?
Yeah. She's like, what an art day.
And it was weird, right? She was acting weird.
Yeah. Well, I also think too that everyone was opening up. It was very emotional.
Yeah.
And then just like general quarantine horniness of like not being able to
And she like ran away and cried for a little bit and then came back and she's like, guys, I had to cry.
Yeah.
I'm back. And everyone just like didn't really know what to do or say. Yeah.
But so the reason why I think Ben's made sense was he revealed to Tayshia that he had bulimia for 10 years. He's had these body image issues and eating disorder. And
which, again, it was like, I mean, these are really dark things for people to open up with on TV. So I give him a ton of credit. Especially there's a huge stigma around men with eating disorders.
Yeah, you hardly really hear about
it. You don't hear about it. And it's definitely out there. But I feel like I don't know. There's just a stigma that like that's not a thing that happens to boys and that's a thing girls have. And obviously that's not true. And anyone can be affected by eating disorders, mental health issues.
Yeah.
Whatever.
It's good that he brought it to
absolutely.
Light. And again, I think it made sense of why disrobing for him like was actually kind of
saying like, look, I take care of my body now. And like I came such a far
not even
journey.
That, but I'm just
and
like I
didn't.
I'm proud of this.
Yeah,
and, like,
I'm proud
no
of
longer,
where I've come. Yeah.
So
like I get it, but
I get it. Yeah.
Like, what he should, like, I think maybe if he drew a picture of, like, his body or something, like, I don't know. It was just so weird in the moment with how it came across.
It was definitely strange. I'll give him that. So Ben ultimately gets the rose for the date,
which I think he earned and deserved. Ben is really moving up in my rankings. Like, I think Ben and Ivan right now for me are like very neck and neck. All three of them.
Here's how these seasons work. If you've been listening to us for a long time, is that I pick these people way in advance of Allison, and I'm like, these are the guys. And
that's not
she's
true.
She's like, no, I like Jed. Ultimately, he won. But like, in all honesty, he lost. And I'm picking these guys, and eventually she's like, oh, I see. Evan's totally right.
That's not at all what
I called Ben and Ivan, like, when Claire started.
Okay, whatever.
For Tayshia.
Whatever. Anyway, I just really like Ben.
Yeah. And then...
That's the point. And I'm seeing him on TikTok randomly all of a sudden.
Oh, really?
He's on my For You page on TikTok.
He was in an ad recently. Or not an ad, but he was doing some sort of, like, gym sponsorship on Instagram, and the only reason I saw it is because a chef I follow on Instagram is also into that gym.
Oh.
And so, like, he was posted on the story and was like, oh, this is a weird crossover, my favorite things in life.
I think he doesn't own the gym, but I think he owns like a body
building
place,
like,
or like a fitness team or club, or
I don't know. One of those
people
things.
That work out probably know.
So the group date ends with Ben getting the rose, but also Tayshia calling out Bennett and Noah.
Oh, that was so awkward.
Being like, I'm going to get to the bottom of this. So you know a two-on-one's coming up.
Yeah, so that was really awkward. And she was just kind of like, I don't know what's going on with you guys, but I will get to the bottom of it. Like, it was very threatening. And then she just left and everyone was like, oh, shit. Like, what is going on?
Yeah. Before we get to that, though, Easy had his one-on-one date.
He did, yes.
And I think that he was by far the best person you could pick for this kind of date.
No, like, no question. He was great for a haunted house. Which, like, to me, this was a good date idea.
This
was
a good date idea.
They created their own kind of haunted house thing on the property. Like, that is a fun,
it
clever...
definitely wasn't already haunted, though.
No, of course not.
Like, they just made things fall and
of
had
course.
Some noise.
But, like,
effects.
To me, that's a really fun date idea for the conditions that they're in.
Yeah, yeah. He admits to her that he's beginning to fall in love.
And that's where it all goes downhill.
Rejected.
That's when you can tell immediately is when on Bachelor or Bachelorette, when the first few contestants are like, I'm beginning to fall in love with you, it's immediately apparent from the lead's face if they are into that or not. Immediately.
And guess what? Tayshia ain't into it.
Which.
She's over easy.
Oh my God. Okay. Did you just not think of that?
I did.
Not bad. Okay. That was kind of funny. Anyway, so I agree. So Easy, yeah, haunted whatever date. That was great. Goes to the date. Tells her he's falling in love with her. And it seemed like they really were having a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But I think that's all it really is. Like, yeah. I don't think they had much of an emotional connection. And then what was really weird to me, which, like, maybe we're just not seeing this, but it panned back to, like, where all the boys were hanging out in their hangout spot. Mm-hmm. And they were like, without a doubt, Easy has one of the strongest connections with her. Like, oh, Easy's definitely coming back with a rose. Like, everyone can see their connection. And I'm like, what do you mean?
Well, I think because he has such a jovial personality that she's probably always smiling around him. And so maybe you get the thought that, oh, okay, they're definitely feeling it together.
And he seems like an easy person. Like, he's not an awkward silence guy. He's a pretty easy to talk to person.
And he's not similar to JPJ in personality, but they both have like a goofiness to them.
I agree.
That I think is fun to be around.
I agree. But in the end, Tayshia sent him home.
Yeah.
She felt kind of bad. Mm-hmm. Wiped a tear or two, but could
have been
fake.
Perhaps for the best for everyone watching, because there's still the looming allegations.
Yeah, he does have some sexual assault allegations looming over his head right now that supposedly the show did not know about until after filming. So... we aren't investigators, so we are not here to
say
one way
or
the other, what, because we don't know.
Yeah.
But it's not a great look, and if it is true, and if it is something that comes out to be true, I'm glad that she let him go now, and it wasn't a situation, like a Jed thing, where someone goes all the way, and then they find out after the fact.
Yep. Okay, so then the episode ends with not a rose ceremony, so another annoyance for us. So we don't end on
I literally
schedule.
Hate when there is a schedule in Bachelor Nation, and every episode ends with a freaking rose ceremony, and that is the schedule. And it is so annoying to me that they just have such a disregard for the structure of the show these days.
No one cares. It's ridiculous. No one cares for structure anymore.
It's ridiculous.
Okay, so we end with Noah and Bennett, the beginning of what seems to be the end for at least one of these guys. It all starts with Bennett bringing Noah a gift.
Which I was like literally watching this like, please be real, please be real. And I was hoping that Bennett would have been like, look, I'm sorry, dude. Like,
for a while I thought it was
I really
real.
Thought it was because he the started first two out gifts strong. Were real. And I was like, oh my God, Bennett's really trying to be the bigger guy here, the bigger man here. And then
so he, it did not happen. The first gift he gave him was a red bandana based on their first conversation because Noah's from Oklahoma and they talked about like cowboys and stuff. And I guess a red bandana is... Mm-hmm. Oaky Western enough,
mm-hmm.
Which is like to remember the first conversation you have someone and to present someone a gift based on that. That's very thoughtful.
It is. Like this, I was like impressed.
The second gift was the mustache socks, which actually Bennett made sure it was like I wore these last week. They're now washed.
But that was kind of funny too, because like he just shaved it. It's a funny memory. I was like, oh wow, very he's thoughtful. Being serious. Where did he? And like, I don't know.
If he stopped there, it would have been great. It would have felt sincere. Didn't he stop there? Would have felt thoughtful.
And where did he get the gift box?
I'm sure he just asked the producer for it.
Yeah.
Instead, well, he gives out a third one, and this is where he becomes looking like a condescending prick.
Yeah, it was not a good look.
So he's the one guy I follow on Instagram, and he was basically saying that, you know, he apologizes if people misinterpreted that, but he meant that as a sincere gift, which just the fact that he doesn't like recognize that again makes me wonder, oh, maybe he's deficient in the self-aware part.
I was gonna say, I do feel like I will say that about Bennett is I feel like he's one of those people that truthfully might not realize that he speaks in a condescending way. Like, yeah, he might not like intentionally, I'm not saying it's good,
yeah,
but he might not intentionally be trying to be a condescending dick, yeah, and really not know that that's how he's coming.
Yeah,
across.
I think that could be the case. And, you know, I personally, I still like Bennett. I would still like to hang out with him.
I want to hang out with him. Absolutely.
And Bennett, if you're listening, I'm sure you are, you're welcome on the show, especially to clear the air, and we'll stop calling you condescending.
That would be incredible.
Come condescend upon this podcast.
Would love to talk to Bennett.
But yeah, so he gives out the gifts and Noah just kind of rolls his eyes at it and, you know, it's like, you're the immature one. And then Tayshia comes in and then it starts and then the episode ends when, what are these gifts? What's the gift box? What's in the box?
Yeah. Yeah. And it wasn't good when Noah was repeating things that Bennett had said about like, Tayshia, he said, you said there was no chance Tayshia would like me. And he's like, no, I said there was a 0% chance. And like, that's the same thing.
Yeah.
And I have to be honest, it's looking bad for Bennett. Like, I think Tayshia's going to pick Noah and I think she's going to send Bennett home based on how it's going so far.
Yeah.
What do you think? Do you agree?
I think Bennett's going home as well.
Or she sends both of them home, which could also be a thing.
I think it's going to be Bennett. Or Bennett and Noah, it's not going to be just Noah.
No, I 100% agree. I think she's over Bennett now.
Yeah. And honestly, I think she probably is at a point where she knows that she doesn't really have it with either of these two guys long term.
I agree.
There's little nuggets of their personality that she likes, but I don't think either of them are going to be husband material for her.
I agree. And also, I just remember this, but did we already talk about how Bennett was on Jimmy Kimmel? Which is really weird because
they usually don't
have contestants that aren't like the final people, especially mid-season.
Yeah, which almost guarantees that he's going to be on Paradise, right?
Oh, he'll definitely be on Paradise. But it's kind of weird to have them mid-season on an episode of a talk show. The only person who didn't like, who wasn't a lead or who didn't make it all the way that's ever been on one, I think, was Demi when she was on Ellen last year.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so he's on Jimmy Kimmel virtually. And it was actually really funny. And it was like a pretty short, like 5-minute segment where Jimmy Kimmel just made fun of him mercilessly for all of the mess ups he had with like math and spelling.
Rightfully so.
And he just asked him like questions, like math and spelling questions. And he had them answer and like trivia, vocab, whatever. And he actually got all the questions right.
Oh, there we go.
So he redeemed himself. But it was clear that he had to really think about them and he did not know the answers all the way. But so he got a chance to redeem himself.
Interesting. So if you guys are don't know what to get for Christmas this year, the Bennett gift guide is now available at BennettGifts.com.
Perfect.
Gold, frankincense, and then a self-help book about
emotional intelligence.
Your shitty emotional intelligence.
Emotional intelligence comes up all the time in this show. Because I remember in Nick Viall's season, Taylor, this girl Taylor Nolan, and Corinne were like this. And Taylor was constantly like, your emotional intelligence is so low. Yeah. And Corinne was like, Corinne was the Noah and Taylor was the Bennett, but not in the same way. Yeah, like, not that dramatic.
Yeah,
and
but they represent the same side of the coin.
Like a psychologist, like that is her profession.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, like I do this for a living. Like,
yeah.
Emotional intelligence is something you don't have. You're a young kid, whatever. So it's interesting how often that comes up.
Yeah.
All right. Oh my God. I just realized we forgot to talk about how Chris Harrison left.
Yeah, gone forever.
Chris Harrison,
out to college.
Super weird. Like, they made it seem like that was going to be really dramatic, I feel like. And then it was like, hey, guys, I'm not going to be here this week. It's kind of personal. I'm taking my kid to college. And they were like, oh, sick. And he was like, so I'm going to bring JoJo in this week. And you could tell they didn't know at all who JoJo was because she was a bachelor at like three or four bachelorettes ago. So they had no idea who she is. And she's like, don't know if you know who I am. I'm JoJo. And they were like, cool.
I'm excited for the next
episode. But she didn't do anything, so.
Well, that's what I mean. I'm excited for the next episode where she comes in for the final rose and goes, gentlemen,
this is your final rose. Oh, if you do not receive a rose, say her goodbyes. Like, yeah. I'm excited for that.
So, yeah. And we've mentioned this on the show before, but, like, I still can't think of anyone who's going to be a good replacement for Chris Harrison.
I think that there won't ever be one. Like, I think he'll do it for the rest of his life.
And then the show just ends. He's going to be the Alex Trebek of
Bachelor. The show ends when Chris Harrison is no longer a person, but he'll live forever, so it's not a problem.
Yeah, and by the time like we're out of this world, obviously Chris Harrison will still be alive because he lives forever.
If I had to say, I would think if he was going to pick a guy, he would pick Ben Higgins.
Okay.
And if he's going to pick a girl, he'd pick Caitlin Bristow.
Okay.
Because Ben is like one of the most non-problematic people in Bachelor Nation, and everyone loves him. But him and Caitlin are really good friends, and they have a really close relationship. And I think that he would pick Caitlin.
Okay.
So I don't think that's going to come up, but that's who I would say.
Okay.
Or maybe his son. Maybe it'll be a family business.
That'd be wild. Imagine like you're basically in the Smuckers family, but it's
can
for
you imagine
freaking being Chris Harrison?
That'd be cool.
That is cool.
That'd be really cool.
Speaking of really cool. We got some roses to hand out. Specifically one rose because our wings are pretty much here now. So we got to get pumping
and
on this.
And we are hungry and would like to eat our wings.
Okay. Do you want to go first or should I?
I'll go first.
Okay.
Okay. So my first rose, because I don't know.
Your only rose.
My first and only rose, because I don't know what these are actually called, is the clown handkerchief rose.
Okay.
So you know how clowns or magicians have the handkerchief that like they keep pulling in, and you're like, when is this going to end?
Yeah.
Okay, so Zach gets that because he opened up and then he just kept like saying all the super serious stuff after another. And I kept being like, oh, this is his thing. Oh, this is his big thing. Okay, no, this is it. And he just kept going and going.
Very nice.
Thank you.
I'm giving the George O'Keefe rose to Blake Moynes.
Oh, my God.
So you're probably familiar with Georgia O'Keeffe.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're going to say.
And she typically creates art that is about the female genitalia. Blake apparently has a fascination with creating art from the male genitalia. So he's the George O'Keefe.
That's funny. All right, that's funny.
Of this Bachelor
I do think
season.
It's funny how all the guys are just like, yeah, Blake only talks about sex all the time. And he's like the only one laughing at his own jokes about this. And everyone's like, you're an idiot,
very
Blake.
Very childish.
I feel like Blake would be like a funny guy to hang out with. Like he's like a class clown kind
you,
of guy.
See, you're into him though.
No, I'm not into him like I like think. I don't know. I'm not into him like that. I just think he'd be fun.
All right.
I was the first week.
Yeah.
And then I changed my mind. But I think he'd be fun.
Okay.
And it's... When you see people with the first week, you think a lot differently than when you start getting to know him know all of them. And I like him. I just
okay. I'll give you that.
I'm not going to go on a date with him, but I'd hang out with him.
Okay. All right. As always, we're going to try to see if I can figure out what our social media accounts are.
Best of luck.
If you want to find us on 4chan, we are. Just kidding. All right. Allison gave me a death glare. We got to get out of here. Twitter, Instagram, BachelorPleasePod, Gmail, BachelorPleasePod@gmail.com. I did it.
You did it.
First
Great
time
job.
In like 2 years.
Great job. Thank you guys for listening, and we will see you all next week.